Welcome back to D&B College. In this lesson, we're going to build a dark side intro in Ableton Live 12 that has modern punch, vintage soul, and actual DJ tool function. So this is not just about making something sound moody and solo. It's about creating an intro that gives a DJ room to mix, sets the tone of the track, and still feels like a real record from the first bar. The target here is a 16-bar intro. That gives us enough time to establish atmosphere, introduce movement, and build tension without rushing. And in drum and bass, that matters. Why this works in D&B is simple. The intro has a job. It needs to welcome a mix, hint at the identity of the tune, and hold back enough energy so the drop can still feel bigger later. So let's keep the structure clear. Think of the first four bars as pure identity. Then we add some drum movement. Then we develop the tension. And in the final four bars, we lean into the pre-drop feeling. That kind of phrasing is useful for DJs, because it gives them a stable entry point and a clear sense of progression. Start by setting up your session, with a MIDI track for your main motif, an audio track for a break or top loop, and a couple of tidy return or group paths if you like to stay organized. Name things early. Motif, break top, FX, drone, pre-drop. That sounds basic, but it saves a lot of time once the arrangement starts moving. Now build the musical core. For the beginner approach, use Simpler or Sampler if you've got a chopped sample, or Wavitable if you want to design the phrase from scratch. Keep the idea small. 2 to 4 notes is enough. A minor third, a fifth, a descending shape, something that feels haunted and memorable without becoming a full melody. The best dark intros usually don't need a lot of notes. They need the right notes. A great starter chain is simple. Put an EQ8 after the instrument, high pass gently somewhere around 120 to 200 hG, then add a little saturator, then a short dark echo, then a small or medium reverb with a low decay. You're shaping mood, not washing everything out. If it starts sounding too clean or too modern, take a bit of top end off and let the edges get slightly dusty. A tiny bit of saturation does a lot here. It helps the phrase feel like a memory instead of a bright synth line. What to listen for here is character. The motif should feel like it's carrying emotion, but it should not dominate the whole intro. If it sounds too present or too shiny, soften the attack, trim the upper mids, and shorten the note lengths a little. You want weight, not clutter. Then shape the phrase so it leaves space. That is a huge part of making this work. In D&B, the musical idea should sit around the drums, not on top of them. Leave little gaps between notes. Don't let everything sustain forever. If you're working with MIDI, shorten the note lengths and add a little velocity variation. If it's audio, trim the tails so the rhythm stays sharp. A good test is this. Mute the drums and ask yourself whether the motif still feels like a complete idea. Then bring the drums back in and see if the phrase still breathes. If the motif disappears completely once the drums are on, it may be too quiet or too weak. If it starts fighting the beat, it's too dense. Keep it confident, but leave air around it. That balance is what makes it feel classy. Now add the drum bed. A breakbeat or top loop is perfect here, but keep it controlled. If you're using a fuller break, high pass it so the low end stays open. If it's just a top loop, even better. You want motion, not a full drum takeover. A useful stock chain here is warp and beats mode if needed, then EQ8 for cleanup, maybe drum bus for a little drive, and a touch of saturator if the transients need more bite. Keep the break relatively dry at first. Dark intros usually hit harder when the groove feels like it's entering the room instead of already exploding. What to listen for now is the snare. The snare should still cut through clearly. The hats should add movement without turning into hiss. The break should suggest the groove, not steal the spotlight. If it feels too thin, add a little drum bus drive or layer a very quiet top texture. If it starts sounding messy, back off the upper mids and reduce the reverb. Now let's talk low end. Even if the intro is sparse, you still need to think like a DJ tool. The safest beginner move is to keep the intro mostly sub-free. High pass the motif, keep the top layers clean, and let the drum bed carry the weight. That gives the DJ room to mix in or out without low-end clashes. If you do want a hint of sub, keep it very restrained. One sustained note, heavily low-passed, mono, and barely audible, more felt than heard. But honestly, for a clean mix-in intro, less is often better. A strong dark intro can live without a big sub statement until the drop. Keep checking mono as well. This is one of those small habits that makes a huge difference. If the core of the intro falls apart in mono, too much of the identity is living in stereo effects. The motif should still make sense when folded down. That's especially important in a club environment. Now add a second layer for modern punch. This could be the tight hat pattern, a metallic tick, a reversed percussion hit, or a subtle loop that adds movement. Keep it small and controlled. You want the intro to feel current, but not overproduced. If the extra layer starts making the intro busy instead of tense, reduce the density. Sometimes removing every second hit makes the groove feel stronger. This is where the intro starts turning into a proper DJ tool. Enough pulse to hold attention. Enough restraint to leave space. That tension is the sweet spot. Next, automate the movement across the 16 bars. Don't overdo it. One strong change every 4 bars is often enough. You can open a filter gradually, increase reverb, send slightly in the last 4 bars, add a small echo throw at the end of a phrase, or raise saturation very subtly in the final 2 bars. You can also darken the motif over time by closing a low-pass filter, which gives the intro a more ominous, closing-in feeling. What to listen for here is progression without chaos. The energy should rise, but not just by getting louder. Bars 1 to 4 should feel more open. Bars 13 to 16 should feel more charged. The final bar should hint at the drop, not fully reveal it. That little restraint is what makes the drop land harder. A lot of beginners make the mistake of making the intro too full, too soon. They stack drums, melody, FX, and risers until there's nowhere left to go. Avoid that. Give the first 4 bars some breathing room. Let the track earn its intensity. The contrast is what creates impact. It also helps to check the intro against placeholder drop elements. Even if the bass line isn't finished yet, bring in a rough kick, snare, and bass idea so you can hear the relationship. Ask yourself whether the intro leaves enough space for the drop to feel bigger. Ask whether the snare is still acting like the anchor. Ask whether the motif sounds like a hook, a pad, or a distraction. This is a key DNB lesson right here. The intro must serve the arrangement, not just entertain by itself. A great intro sets up contrast. It doesn't use all its ideas before the first drop. If the phrase is working, commit some of it to audio. This is a really smart move. Bounce the motif or the break if it helps you edit more like a record and less like a loop. Once it's audio, you can trim tails, create reverse swells, make one bar stops, or build a tiny pickup into the drop. That's how the intro starts feeling like a real performance. You can also create a small pre-drop signature. Maybe a reversed stab, maybe a snare flam, maybe a tiny dropout before the final hit. Just one event that tells the listener the drop is coming. That kind of cue is incredibly useful in a DJ tool, because it gives the floor a clear moment of anticipation. Now do a final mix pass on the intro elements only. High pass anything that doesn't need low end. Keep the width under control on the core elements. Use saturator for density, not loudness. Use drum bus lightly if you need a little extra punch, but don't blur the snare shape. A strong dark intro has a clear hierarchy. The snare is the anchor, the motif is the identity, the texture supports the mood, and any sub is either absent or extremely controlled. And here is a useful extra coach note. Keep one clean version in your session. Duplicate the intro and leave one copy with less processing. That makes it much easier to hear whether the grit, width, and reverb are actually helping or just making the section harder to read. Also, check it at lower volume. A good DNB intro should still feel obvious when the room is quiet. If it disappears when you turn it down, the transient structure is probably too soft. If the intro feels too polished, dirty it slightly by removing perfection. Tiny timing offsets, a little grit, a less pristine sample, or a slightly rough texture can make it feel more like a real record. That human imperfection is part of the charm in darker DNB. So to recap, the goal is a 16-bar intro that feels moody, punchy, and mix-ready. Build one memorable motif. Keep the drum bed supportive and controlled. Protect the low end. Automate tension in small moves. Check the whole thing in context so it actually works as a DJ tool. If you do that, you'll end up with something that has soul, weight, and real functionality on the dance floor. Now try the mini exercise. Build a 16-bar dark side intro using only stock Ableton devices, one main motif, and one break or top loop. Keep it mono-compatible, keep the core simple, and make sure you can clearly hear the 4-bar story unfold. If you've got time, push yourself with the homework challenge too. Make 2 versions from the same material, one moody and spacious, one tighter and more aggressive. Same core idea, different energy. That's a great way to learn how arrangement and processing shape emotion. Keep it dark, keep it controlled, and trust the space. That's where the power is.